Boulder County fire crews contained a 19-acre grass fire that started north of Boulder in the Lake Ridge Trail area yesterday afternoon. The occupants of four homes evacuated, with additional nearby residents receiving evacuation warnings. Authorities closed a portion of US 36 between Nelsa and Nevin Roads because of smoke backing up traffic. The fire did not harm any homes or structures, but did damage approximately 150 feet of fence. By early evening, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office announced that fire crews reached 100% containment of the fire. According to the Daily Camera, the cause of the fire is under investigation. The St. Vrain School District is considering placing long-range rifles in two schools to protect against school shootings. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
The St. Vrain Valley School District will vote next week on a proposal to store two long-range rifles at the Niwot High School and Lyons Middle Senior High School. If the vote passes, the board will vote again on implementation once they have seen a draft of a more detailed proposal. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office remarked at a school board workshop in August that these long-range rifles would be most effective if placed in the school for easy access during a school shooting emergency. St. Vrain Superintendent Don Haddad and the Sheriff's Office remarked that the placement of these rifles is adding another layer of safety for the schools. Haddad is recommending that the school board go through with the placement after gaining support of the movement by Boulder County Sheriff's Office. Superintendent Haddad said that the school would keep the rifles under heavy security if the vote were to go through. Law enforcement would use identification and biometric scanning to access the rifles. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
The Thornton Police Department said Thursday they are conducting an outdoor death investigation following the discovery of human remains by students in an open area near Thornton High School. Nine News reports several students found the remains and immediately called 911. The police department did not release any extensive details on their investigation, but said there is no current danger to the public and the death does not appear to be school related. Authorities believe the remains have been in the field for a while. Activists from the Ute Mountain Tribe in White Mesa, Utah, are leading a rally and spiritual walk this Saturday. They are protesting a radioactive waste dump and other activities at a nearby uranium mill. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Clark Adamidas from KSUT and KSJD has more.
The White Mesa Uranium Mill, run by Energy Fuels, Inc., is the only active uranium mill in the U.S. The Ute Mountain Ute Tribe have long protested the mill. Among the greatest concerns is that the mill receives toxic radioactive waste from other manufacturing processes for long-term storage. But regulators have found that storage efforts are inadequate. Contaminants from storage ponds have been detected in nearby groundwater, and the company has failed to contain the release of carcinogens into the air by improperly storing radioactive cells. Residents at White Mesa have other concerns too. Here's Michael Badback, who says there have been changes to his water supply, changes he believes are due to activities at the mill.
When we run our water in the morning, you can smell the minerals, and it's really bad. It smells like boiled eggs that have been burnt.
This demonstration continues the decades-long fight by tribal members to push for the mill to be permanently closed. The walk starts on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the White Mesa Community Center. For KSUT and KSJD, I'm Clark Adamidas.
The Boulder City Council approved next year's budget of $515.4 million last evening by a vote of 6-2. Mayor Aaron Brockett was absent from last night's meeting due to his visit with one of Boulder's sister cities. Council members Lauren Folkerts and Nicole Spear voted no on the budget by saying it does not adequately address the city's ongoing homeless encampment issues. According to the Daily Camera, among the budget priorities are $2 million for wildfire resistance and emergency response, $1 million for homelessness and case management, close to $1.3 million as continuance for the public space management pilot program, $1.5 million for increased construction costs of the new Boulder Station 3 firehouse, and $80,000 for trash management strategies. Prior to the vote, some residents raised concerns with ongoing homeless encampments, while others requested support for art programs. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office returned roughly 300 smuggled antiquities to India this week during a reparation ceremony, with 22 of the objects being relinquished from the Denver Art Museum. The mass return of stolen relics, valued at nearly $4 million, results from a 15-year investigation into a former New York City gallery owner, Sahash Kapoor, who smuggled relics from the Middle East and Southeast Asia through a vast global network. Kapoor is currently standing trial in India for theft, smuggling, and trafficking charges, and has been jailed in the country since 2011. According to the Denver Post, the Denver Art Museum reported 31 pieces associated with Kapoor to the Manhattan DA last year, who then requested 22 for a return to India. The museum released the artifacts in July, with the remaining 9 being kept from display. Besides the relics associated with Kapoor, the Denver Art Museum has also given up other artifacts associated with looting, including 4 looted Cambodian relics associated with disgraced dealer Douglas Latchford, and a Benin plaque from Nigeria. According to the Denver Post, authorities are ramping up cultural property investigations as collectors and art organizations worldwide face reckoning over provenance, cultural heritage, and the role of colonialism in their collections. Today's weather includes sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Winds could gust as high as 18 to 24 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will be mostly clear for Denver, but cloudy for Boulder and Fort Collins. Evening temperatures will be in the 40s. There is a red flag warning this afternoon for the high mountain parks, the northern foothills, and portions of the plains. The current temperature in Boulder is 58 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.